An independent craft brewing company, Drifter, has managed to source a cool 3 million rand from a group of 129 local investors. The term for this is crowdfunding, which literally means a crowd of people funding a project. This method of funding has gained some traction in the UK and the US, and now with Drifter's experience, perhaps it could have some scope here in South Africa. Well, I'm joined on the line by Drifter's founder and beer connoisseur, Nicholas Bush.
Yeah, of course. So it's actual proper equity in the company. So they are the real investors. And so we listed a share price of 1,000 Rand. And as they purchase shares, they get equity in the company. And with that equity, they're able to obviously see dividends out of the shares only at a much later stage. Because we're a new sort of startup, we're still in our first 5 years of operation. All of the profits we make get reinvested back into the business to help us grow. And so the way we let people see their returns on their investment is at the next funding round, which we'll be doing anywhere from 3 to 5 years from now when we expand again and have to move into a new, bigger facility, then have options to sell their shares at that stage, which will be valued higher than they are now, as the business will be valued higher. Or they can have first option to buy more shares and continue on the journey with us.
Wow, that's great. Sounds really interesting. Now, the word Drifter suggests a brand that goes with the flow. So how did you come up with this label or this brand for your draft beer collection?
Okay, yeah. So Drifter is actually a very close to home story. So my father, about 45 years ago now, he actually designed and built a yacht in his backyard. It took him about 3 or 4 years to finish the yacht, and then him and my mom put it in the water, and they got on board, and they actually sailed around the world on the boat for over 10 years. They went all over the world. And then they came home and had kids and had us as a family. And so when we were looking at what we wanted to do with the brewery and the brand behind it all, we wanted to symbolize that adventure and that creativity that my parents did back then. Quite a bold move to jump on the yacht and sailing around the world.
Oh, wow.
And that's sort of what we like to envision in all of our products. We do a lot of crazy, weird beers and a lot of interesting stuff. We like to brew with a lot of local ingredients. We've done a beer with baobab fruit. We do a beer with Mozambican coconuts, which is one of our biggest, most popular beers overseas for our export market. And so, yeah, we like to play around and do some very adventurous ales.
That's a very nice story. Now you have the cash. What are you going to do with it? And how do you ensure you remain accountable to those who've aided you to further your business?
Yeah, so that's one of the great things about going through a platform such as Uprise Africa. They will manage all of the investors in the crowd, so to speak, that have now invested in the company. And this founding round sort of phase expanded into a new building next door to us, so we've taken on additional space. And what we'll be doing with the funding is to purchase an automated bottling line, because at the moment we have a lot of export contracts that are still pending. We aren't able to meet the demand for the export contracts because we literally can't make enough beer and we can't bottle it quick enough.
Wow.
So by investing in some better technology and an automated bottling line, we'll be able to get more beers out quicker and support all of these markets that we're expanding into globally.
So these markets that you're expanding into globally, how did they hear about you? Did you go on some sort of marketing drive? Because now you say that you've got much more demand than you can actually supply. How did this situation arise?
So when we started the company, we mainly focused distribution. So you'll find us all over South Africa. We then started selling our beers in Namibia and Zimbabwe, and we've just started in Zambia as well. And those have all just been through local contacts. Otherwise, my beer journey actually started in Portland, Oregon, just over 4 years ago when I learned to brew. I ended up living in the States. And so I have a lot of contacts in the beer industry over there. And what's also helped is going on trade shows with South African delegations. So we've been on quite a few trade shows with the Department of Trade and Industry, both to China, South Korea, the US, and that's definitely helped us find distributors that wanted to bring in our brand and work with us to grow in these international markets.
So
the microbrew and craft beer industry has been growing as a whole worldwide very quickly over the last few years. So we've become a part of that expansion.
So if those markets are interested in your beer, Does that mean that you might have even greater ambitions, you know, to go worldwide? I mean, why not Asia and other markets?
Yeah, so like I said, we actually just done our first export to China 2 weeks ago. So we do have a distributor work on the ground there. And Asia is becoming a very, very big market for craft beer. And yeah, those are our goals. So we sort of have a three-phase growth strategy over the next, say, 20 years. And it's a very long-term growth, but this was phase one, doing this equity crowdfunding and putting in our new bottling line. And then, like I said, phase two, 3 to 5 years from now, we'll be building a bigger production facility in order to help us meet future demand.
So if you were to speak to other entrepreneurs or SMEs, you know, who are considering alternative ways of funding, what would you advise them to do in terms of going for this crowdfunding method?
Yeah, I mean, definitely do your homework properly. It's not for everyone. Make sure it's suited to your business and it's a part of what you want to do. There's definitely other easier ways of raising finance. There's got to be advantages to crowdfunding. And one of the biggest advantages we found was every single person that invests in our company becomes a brand ambassador as well. And so they support your brand, they help you with networking, and just generally help grow your brand presence. And specifically for our industry, that's been very helpful. And yeah, it's been so helpful that we've had such an overwhelming response. We're actually oversubscribing now because we had a 60-day window in which this funding round would operate, and we've still got 20 days left, and it's already it's more than full now. So we've actually released a couple more percent of equity for those investors that still wanted to come on board and missed out.
That was Nicholas Bush, founder of Drifter, a craft beer maker. Well, we trust you got a few takeaways from this evening's show. We're back with more in-depth analysis on market, business and economy issues next week, Monday to Thursday. Tomorrow, I will have your brief market update at 5:40 p.m. with Wayne McCurry of Ashburton. But for now, it's good night from myself, Nompumelelo Siziba, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team.